This is 88.9 FM. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan. The haunting season is here. Halloween, Dia de los Muertos, All Souls Day, spirits, the afterlife. So when our own WQCS news director, Jill Roberts, recently came across a sign promoting an Indian River Hauntings ghost tour, naturally we had to find out more. This led straight to Larry Lawson.
My name's Larry Lawson. I'm a former police officer. I've got about 38 and a half, almost 39 years, actually, still am. I'm a reserve out here in the city of Fellsmere.
Lawson runs year-round historical ghost tours in Fellsmere and Vero Beach through his company, Indian River Hauntings. The tour sites are thought to be haunted. He also investigates the paranormal with his team, the Florida Bureau of Paranormal Investigations. Even just saying where we met up sounds spooky. The old schoolhouse in Fellsmere. It's one of the stops on the ghost tour, and it was built in 1916. Numerous people claim to hear and see the school children. In particular, it's thought there is a young boy called Billy there, still dressed in his early 1900s clothing.
Everybody likes the adrenaline rush. There's no doubt about that. But you can only do that so often before it's like, okay, why are we doing this? And we're embarking on the road of let's find out what this phenomenon really is.
Being a police detective and seeing lots of strange things over the years, Lawson says his investigative work has naturally progressed to the paranormal. He also has a passion for history, which he weaves into the tours, and he feels this is good for the community, particularly Fellsmere, which has a lesser-known past. So while it's a creepy kind of fun, especially this time of year, Lawson is cut and dry about the investigative nature of it, and he emphasizes
the collection of evidence, the proper keeping of it, the preservation of it, and I'm really championing the idea of a worldwide repository of evidence that people can draw from and look at and compare with what they've gotten.
The Florida Bureau of Paranormal Investigations focuses on the Treasure Coast, following up on people's stories of encounters, like with the mysterious woman in the bathroom at Marsh Landing Restaurant, Waldo Sexton at the Driftwood Inn, giving new meaning to the term Where's Waldo, and with the notorious criminal Ashley Gang, who were killed on a wooden bridge over the St. Sebastian River in 1924.
I gotta look at it scientifically, to be honest with you. I mean, I know things have happened and you can't discount them, but if we're ever going to prove it, we're going to have to find, and there's no way been discovered yet, we're going to have to find a way to quantify it, to scientifically prove it.
So we wonder, how does he gather such hard evidence? Just then, his son Evan and nephew Liam show up, carrying big cases filled with equipment used during the tours and on their ghost hunts.
My name is Evan Lawson. What I have here is called the K2 meter. The K2 meter is the same kind of thing that electricians use to find wires in a wall. What it does is it detects EMF, electromagnetic fields, which is the theory behind that is when spirits manifest they do anything, they give off this EMF, and we're able to detect it with devices like the K2 meter. But you have to be careful because man-made things can set this off. If you're in a room and there's like a breaker box there.
Cases hold video and audio recorders, light and shadow grids, and some fancier EMF models which also detect temperature and make alarm sounds.
Whenever it detects a high spike in EMF, it makes that sound.
Indian River Hauntings gives the ghost tours year-round. Learn more by following the link at WQCS.org. Whatever you do, be safe and have a happy Halloween. I'm Tania Ortega Cowan, 88.9 FM, NPR for the Treasure Coast.